The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul expects to have its busiest year on record this Christmas. The charity is supplying everything from toys to clothes to food and more to those who are struggling at this time of year. And Josh Crosby has been meeting with some of the volunteers and some of those who are using the service of St. Vincent de Paul this Christmas.
Good morning, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul tonight speaking. How may I help you?
Over a quarter of a million calls for help were answered by St. Vincent de Paul last year. It's expected that number will rise again this Christmas.
The demand is huge. It starts in October with us. We open our phone lines for Christmas in October. At the moment, we had 5,000 calls for last week. That will increase gradually from now until Christmas. We help more people than that. They're only the calls that come in on our phone line here. We also have people that call to the local parish office, leaving their names and addresses, or the people that we are helping on a constant basis. No, there's no need to actually phone or go to the parish office because they're automatically going to be on our list for Christmas.
So 5,000 calls a week, and this is only Dublin, Wicklow,
Kildare. It's only Dublin, Wicklow and Kildare. That will go up now next week. I would imagine that could go up to about 7,000.
Mary Cronin is the East Regional President of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. I met Mary and some of the team at SVP House in Dublin's North Inner City. They're busy answering calls, preparing donations and offering support. With over 230 shops dotted across the country, customers say the service makes Christmas affordable.
2 years ago, we bought a Christmas tree down here and it was in the box. We never even opened it. And it's the most beautiful Christmas tree I've ever come across. Came with lights, everything, €20, you know, and it's just great.
St. Vincent de Paul gave a lot of money to the needy, you know, and a lot of people use it throughout the year, especially at Christmas time. So why wouldn't you shop here?
Mary Cronin has been volunteering with SVP for 40 years and says as the service gets busier every Christmas, she is starting to see different trends emerging.
People find it very, very difficult to put a good supply of food on their Christmas table at Christmas. They're under a lot of pressure. They see the ads on the telly, you know. They think they should have cheese boards and everything else. But in all honesty, if you are on a low wage or you're paying high rent and on a decent wage, you're not going to be able to do that.
Since you started in this now, what kind of changes are you seeing? Like, what trends are you picking up on? Is it people who are newly in need? Is it people returning year and year again?
We would get the same people returning year and year again. Like, they can a lot of people can survive during the year, but they may come to us when it's you know, back to school time, or if they have a communion, and or definitely they're back at Christmas. So we might only see them twice a year or three times a year. We would have people that would be constantly in need. But the new trend is people that are working. And even if it's two people in the house working, they're finding it extremely difficult. Their energy bills have gone up. They're finding it difficult to heat their houses. In actual fact, a lot of them would be in a worse state than people that are on social welfare because they don't get the trimmings that comes with social welfare. They have to pay for their doctor and dentist and all that, you know. So they're really struggling. You know, they've the same income all year round, you know, and they're not getting extra bonuses or anything like that, you know. So they really struggle.
So we're here now in SVP House. So it's everything's going on here now. You've everything
Absolutely.
From the donations coming in, the organisation for the rest of the Eastern
yeah,
region.
This is where our main phone centre is. So there's 13 people on the phones any one day here throughout the year. And downstairs in the basement, we have our toys, our food and our clothes donations coming in. And we have corporates coming in over the Christmas period. But I'll bring you in here now to this room where some staff and volunteers are working on the vouchers from Dunn Stores. So come on in and I'll show you around.
I'll follow you. They're like busy Christmas elves getting ready.
Yeah. This is Tom over here, one of the volunteers.
How are you, Tom?
Good morning.
You're flat out here?
Yeah, we're working here on some donation we got from Brendan O'Carroll, Mrs. Brown Boys. We get a €40 voucher in a card form and we give it out to our area presidents who distribute them to the local conferences.
And I can see here you have stacks and stacks, boxes of them.
Boxes and boxes of them, yeah.
And how did you decide to get involved in volunteering yourself, Tom?
Many years ago, a man one morning came out from Mass, tapped me on the shoulder and asked me would I like to join Vincent de Paul. So I said I'd give it a try, and 22 years on, I'm still here.
22 years, you still keep coming back.
I still keep coming back. See it out now at the end anyway. So I think it's nice to give something back to the society, to life, because you work all your life. It's nice when you retire to give something back. As I call it, you go around a bend in the road and you get them around that bend and it gets straighter and straighter. So it makes a difference, that person, and it's great to see it.
Well said. Well, look, I'll let you continue your busy work here, hopefully you don't get any thumb sores or finger sores with all those envelopes.
Yeah, happy Christmas to everyone.
The theme for this year's annual appeal is the wonder of Christmas, which emphasises the uncertainty for those in need, wondering how they will get by. I follow Mary down to the basement to another section of the operation at SVP House.
Josh, this is the warehouse now, as you can see, and I have the Christmas warehouse. Warehouse manager Josh here as well, and Claudia, who is doing all the admin for Christmas for us.
Very good. So I can see, look, you're covered, you're surrounded by toys.
Yeah, and flooded. Constant donations coming in, orders going out. It's constant, you don't get a second. Yeah, it's deadly.
And there's
good.
Stacks and stacks of trolley loads of nappies.
Yeah,
and
brilliant it is. Look at all the hampers. We made, I think, 100 yesterday.
100 hampers?
Yeah.
And they'll have everything?
Yeah, so we have everything from your food, to your gifts, to your juices,
even everything. A few Christmas crackers thrown in
there. Every bit of necessity for everybody. Yeah, it's
and
perfect.
The toiletries then are very important.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of them as well.
Well, you're going to be kept busy here anyway.
Oh, I won't get a second. It's very good.
From the call centre to the warehouse, the volunteers and staff keep the operation running smoothly as demand peaks. To see the end result, I called into the local St Vincent de Paul shop to meet with staff and customers.
My name is Brian Keenan, and I'm the store manager in St. Vincent de Paul, Sean McDermott Street. We've a massive footprint here with a wide array of stock from kids to art, collectibles, and more importantly, coats, footwear, etc. and stuff like that.
And over the last few weeks now, what kind of demand do you see now on the service, on the shop? Like, how does it increase?
There's a lot of need out there. We've seen a massive influx of clientele in the last couple of weeks. As you can see yourself here, there's a lot of people struggling. They could go to High Street and pay through the nose, which they can't afford. They come into me, get the same quality, and sometimes better, for a fraction of the price. Fraction.
So when it comes to Christmas lists and all that, it's a lifeline.
I try to say that we can touch on all. So like, there's stuff here for the kids, there's stuff here for the teenagers, and there's stuff here for the parents as well. It's a massive outlet for the community.
Come in every day, potter around, bring my dad who's 87, loves having an out, potter around and looking at the bargains, and then I might take him to another branch, and that keeps him from falling asleep on the chair every day.
What are kind of the items that you'd be looking for now? Or
clothes, shoes, cosmetics, anything, you know, chairs. You wouldn't know what you come out with, you know. Thank God there's a fold-down seat in the back of my car, because I never know what I'm going to come out with.
It's stuck up.
Yeah, oh, stuff.
And
great.
I suppose, look, in the lead-up to Christmas, it's a real
Very rarely buy anything in the shops now, because you always pick up, like, there's something there now, I'm picking up brand new with tags, like, so.
Tags on it and all.
Tags on it and all, yeah, it's great.
So we're here now in the St. Vincent de Paul shop here in Sean McDermott Street. You have a few bits in your hands?
I have, yeah. Lovely wreath, I'm picking up, €7. Where would you get it? Fantastic. Lovely candles. All the Christmas gear. Cheap and cheerful.
And would you come in here
all the time
throughout the year?
Yeah, all the time. I love it.
And just with the cost of living, it's...
Yeah, I'm a carer and I don't get much money weekly, and I had to give up my job. So coming in here is a godsend.
With the likes of coming in, if you can get your candle for a little bit cheaper than the other shop, it'll allow you to buy maybe another present
that
you need.
There's more money in the pocket for other things, you know.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope you have a happy Christmas.
Same to you and all the Vincent de Paul staff. They're fantastic.
And that report from Josh Crosby there, talking to some customers at a St. Vincent de Paul shop.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.